First of all, I do have a foundation founded with my wife. Mm-hmm. It's called Haile Mariam and Roman Foundation. And that foundation works on very critical issues that foundations like ours can support what governments are doing. You know, governments cannot do everything, mm-hmm. so we need to support and fill the gap which exists within the system. And we also, you know, a number of menus has been there, but we wanted to have four pillars which are very important. For the future of Africa, we need our children being well-fed, well-educated, and or their moms also has to be taken care carefully, mm-hmm. and also economically empowered. The second one is, you know, that Africa has a very young population, right. and most of them are unemployed, impatient, and we have to address the quest of our young people, creating jobs for them, decent and dignified employment. The third pillar is, you know, we have climate issues which complicates many things in Africa, especially sustainability of our agricultural production and an increase in productivity, and a food systems transformation should be climate resilient. That is not my major preoccupation now. My wife is taking care of that as a CEO. But I felt that there is a need for Africa to bring about leaders like myself, mm-hmm. who can somehow transform the African continent itself.
Talking about that, some people have expressed concern that some of you former leaders are being treated unfairly. Some say you are being witch hunted. Others are saying when you left the stage, you're just quiet. Some go to their farms, they are not doing anything. So, do you think the narrative that you are not doing enough to help those currently in power to move the continent forward is accurate?
The narrative we are not doing enough is accurate, but there is a mixed badge you can see what's happening. There are few who work very closely with their successors. A good example can be shown, like in Tanzania and a little bit in my own country, Ethiopia. But there are others where you can see that former leaders are witch-hunted and excluded from what's happening in their own country. So because of that, some of them has become very critical, and so it becomes confrontational. On the other hand, as you said, some say, okay, they abdicate and they go, okay, let me work in my farm, mm-hmm. and some other issues than supporting the current government and its, you know, works that happens. Even when some come from the same party, there has been some pushes and pulls.